Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 310 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still in the Super Psionics section. We're discussing Super Psionic powers, big, badass, fuck-off psionic powers, vast powers of the mind. This page has got some doozies, as psionic powers go. Electrokinesis, zap people with electricity. Empathic transmission, make people feel things, like despair, or sorrow, or love, or trust. Which, as we've discussed in the past, if you play your cards right, that's like the only superpower you need. Group mind block, protect the whole group from psionics. This is how you keep earning that sweet Avengers paycheck. That's job security. And hydrokinesis, the power to control water, which is, of course, extremely useful. I can't really find fault with the basic powers on this page. All of these deserve to be here. Unlike yesterday, where we were able to pick out Advanced Trance State as like, this doesn't really deserve to be a super psionic power. These are all solid options that would make great additions to a psychic character. They are impressive powers of the mind. The dumbest thing on this page goes more to how the rules are written. And in a broader way, it goes to the incoherent design philosophy of Palladium games. I like engaging with listeners on Twitter. One of the conversations I try not to interject myself into very much is the recurring discussion about how you're supposed to use the Palladium rules. One thing that people will often bring up is that Kevin Sambita himself runs Palladium in a very fast and loose way. And this is consistent with a design philosophy where the game is not really meant to give you everything you need. As a GM, you're meant to bring a lot of that yourself. You make decisions on the fly. You make rulings. You make the rules fit together. You improvise. Just because the book doesn't say something exists doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right? Just because it doesn't give you a rule, you don't need to be spoon-fed. You can make up a rule on the spot. What do I roll to see if I notice the trapdoor? Well, there's no perception roll or stat in this game. Maybe there's a skill that's relevant, but nobody here has it. Does that mean they have a 0%? No, just, get a d20 and, it's a big trapdoor, but you're blind in one eye and you're kind of distracted. But you also did fall through that other trapdoor once. You're kind of like, roll a 12. Roll a 12 or better, you see the trapdoor. That kind of thing, right? Rulings, not rules. That's the argument for how you're supposed to run Palladium. And some people will stretch that argument to say, that's why many of the things in this game that I'll point out as flaws aren't really flaws, because the game isn't meant to tell you what to do. It's counting on you to decide what to do in all the various situations that can arise in the campaign. And that's all fair enough. I mean, people can have their different preferences, but if batteries aren't included, batteries aren't included, right? But here's my thing. This sure as hell reads like a game that wants to tell you exactly how to do things. It definitely sends the message, if you read the text, that it's gonna give you very specific rules for every little thing. And there are few better examples of that than the Sense Chemical Impurities subpower of hydrokinesis. Today's going to be a short episode. I just want you to hold firmly in mind the idea that Palladium is a fast and loose rule system that is about giving you broad strokes and then allowing the GM to do all the fiddly bits, right? Make all the spur-of-the-moment decisions, decide what dice to roll. The game is just going to give you, like, overall broad sweep guidance. That's the value you're getting from Palladium games. Now listen to this. Quote, Sense Chemical Impurities. The psychic can sense whether or not water is polluted, drugged, or contains other substances. The exact nature of the additive or pollutant may be unknown, but he will know that it is not completely natural. When sensing water, first roll to determine the purity of the water. Crystal clear and drinkable, dirty but drinkable, or fouled and undrinkable slash hazardous. So already we're into order of operations. In truly a rules-like game, or in truly an old-school shoot-from-the-hip, trust the GM style of game, all this power would say is, sense chemical impurities. This character can sense impurities in water, and done. But no, here, there's a procedure. Kevin Sambita is about to take you on a journey through the wonderful world of fouled water. Number one, roll to determine purity of water. Three categories, crystal clear and drinkable but dirty, fouled and undrinkable. Your base skill to determine which of those three categories water fits into is 70% plus 2% per each additional level of experience. All right. Quote, this will identify whether it is a chemical slash drug, not deadly, but will cause a reaction if drunk, or poison, a deadly or harmful toxin if swallowed. So we're drawing a distinction here between a chemical slash drug and a poison, notwithstanding the fact that many poisons are chemicals and or drugs. Because, as we all know, from a quick look at the dictionary that exists in Kevin Symbieta's brain and nowhere else, a chemical slash drug is a thing that won't kill you, whereas a poison is a thing that will kill you. Now, I could be impolite, I could be a boor, I could be a real churl here, and point out that the two categories of non-deadly substances that will cause a reaction if you drink them, and substances that will harm you if swallowed, are in fact not mutually exclusive. That's a Venn diagram, right? To which the inveterate palladium defender will say, but that's common sense, it's for the GM to work out. To which I will respond, okay, but then why am I reading this? Like, what, we've just set up two categories with definitions that are not their dictionary definitions of different categories of water and how it can be corrupted that in fact overlap and don't work and need common sense adjudication anyway. But anyway, it turns out that the base skill to determine the nature of the water corruption, assuming that I was able to detect the impurity of the water in the first place, is 35% plus 5% per each additional level of experience. How these numbers were arrived at, why the author felt the need to split this into two distinct categories with two distinct percentages, I really don't know. The epitome, though, of the persnicketiness of these rules is the range. And I apologize because, like, this is a thin punchline, but it just made me laugh when I read it. So, like, by longstanding tradition, if the thing I read on the page makes me laugh, it's going in the fucking episode. So here it is. The range of sense chemical impurities, quote, self, water touches the lips or 6 inches from the lips. Here's how you know that you are taking your goofy-ass role-playing game too seriously. It's the moment when you are calculating range specifically from your character's lips. I want you to consider that, like, these rules don't just appear out of nowhere. These rules had to be written. Someone considered, at what range can a hydrokinetic, a psychic with a special affinity for water, who can sense the nature of water and impurities in same, at some point, an author had to decide, at what range can a hydrokinetic determine that there is a chemical impurity in water? Can he do it to a glass of water sitting on the table before him? No. Impossible. It would strain credulity in this, a thinking man superhero game, to suggest that a psychic could just look at a glass of water on the table before him and determine its chemical composition. How would that even work? Could he perhaps dip a finger into it? Feel the water? No. No, of course not. The finger has nothing to do with the psychic ability to sense the chemical composition of water. You fucking imbecile. You simpleton. As we all know, the psychic ability to sense the chemical impurities in water is seated, invariably, in the lips of the psychic. And it is from those lips that we must measure the precise 6-inch range of this ability. Type, 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 so mote it be, send it to the printer. I am highly sympathetic to people who are forgiving of Heroes Unlimited. God knows that I am more forgiving of Heroes Unlimited than it often deserves. And I am open to a wide array of interpretations of this game and why this game is or is not good, or does not work. But henceforth, with the evidence before us, 6 inches from our figurative fucking lips, do not tell me that I'm just misunderstanding this game because I don't realize that it wants to leave everything up to interpretation, that it doesn't want to spoon-feed me the details of adjudicating mundane tasks. Don't you fucking tell me that when I've got a rule in the goddamn rulebook telling me that I gotta measure 6 inches from my lips to the cup before I can determine what's in the fucking water I'm about to drink. This game requires rulings, true. No doubt it does. But it also offers rules. It offers rules the way that a meth head at 3 a.m. in front of the McDonald's offers unsolicited opinions about the true mission of Jesus Christ. It doesn't just offer rules, it fucking offers rules. And those rules are dumb. You just gotta admit it. You just gotta fucking admit it. Because we can forgive it. It's fine. Like, it's a book full of fun ideas with rules that don't work. It's okay. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at today on this page of good ideas. It's okay. You know, like my few listeners who feel like they need to defend that, like, the palladium system really does work and there's not a problem here. Just, like, bring it in, guys. Like, let's hug it out. It's fine. It's okay. The rules say that if you're a mentalist who specializes in water, that you need to float water 6 inches in front of your lips where your psychic powers are stored before you can detect shit from it. And that's dumb, and you can just ignore it. Or not, as the scene demands. I mean, if it's funny, if a diplomat is maybe going to be poisoned, and the psychic has to surreptitiously try to get the diplomat's water within 6 inches of their own lips to check it out, then by all means use this rule. Just, you know, let's embrace what we're doing here. Let's find the power in our own metaphorical lips to detect the infusion of nonsense in these pages that sit before us. Join me tomorrow as we discuss an equally idiosyncratic but much more combat-relevant rule on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.